the last 20 years, Ron Yerxa has produced a number of film hits. Together with his business partner Albert Berger, he has put out audience favorites such as the drama Cold Mountain or the massively successful road movie comedy Little Miss Sunshine, which won 2 Oscars. This year, Ron Yerxa was invited to preside over the grand jury at the Karlo Vivari International Film Festival. Just after the halfway point of the Czech Republic's biggest film event, I asked him about his taste in movies, the festival as such, and what the experience of being a juror had been like.
Well, it's really been great. I mean, the jury is so diverse. You know, everyone's from a different country, and Korea and Australia and Europe. So they're very spirited, free-flowing, kind of wild discussions about the aesthetics of film and what works. So it's been kind of electrifying.
And how heated do those discussions get, and how do you settle disagreements and opinions?
Well, we haven't deliberated, you know, for the final decisions yet, but as president of the jury, I try to make sure that everybody has their say about each film, because some people are so much more outspoken than others, and the there's a difference in the level of English. So we have to, I think everyone should be able to express themselves fully, whether they're soft-spoken or, you know, whether they're very animated.
And in terms of the festival as such, how do you find it? How do you find the atmosphere? How would you describe it?
Well, I think the festival is fantastic, great, so well organized, a lot of fun. I'd heard about it for years, and I was eager to come when I got the invitation. I thought, wow, I've been wanting to go there. And my wife and I think, you know, it's like one of the greatest festivals because of how much activity is on the street, how well organized the screenings are. I love the idea that the main screening venue is totally filled and students are on the stairs. And I know Jude Law was really taken with that, the spirit and the kind of desire to see film and be part of film culture. So it's been, you know, a great festival. Reminds us a little bit of Telluride, which is in Colorado. It almost has a little bit of the feel because that's a small mining town. But and that's a festival we like, but really we couldn't have had a better experience. This has been a lot of fun and really, you know, edifying and a great exposure to filmmakers we wouldn't normally meet.
And in terms of film selection, would you say Karlo Vivari is an unusual film festival? Do you think they have some sections or a focus on maybe documentaries or films that you would say sets it apart from other European festivals?
Well, obviously there's a lot more emphasis on European and Eastern European films. So in that way, it's unique. I think it's pretty diverse as far as documentary and dramatic films and comedy. So, you know, the selection is good, and I think it's, it gives a full spectrum. But I particularly was, you know, pleased to see a lot of Eastern European films.
And in terms of the festival circuit here in Europe and in the U.S. in general, what would you say, how do these two differ?
You know, being an American and used to festivals where everybody is super casual, it's kind of nice that there's a black tie opening and a black tie ending, and the formality of eating places, and it was a lot of fun to hang out for that day with Jude Law because of, you know, you get a feeling of how an actor is treated. And, you know, it just has a lot more grandeur and dignity here. And I like the Czech sense of humor. I didn't know how full that was, the irony and the kidding around. So I'm really pleased that I can, you know, joke around with everybody and they throw it right back at me.
Wonderful. And you're a very successful and well-known producer in the U.S. Maybe you could describe what the work of a producer actually entails. I guess most people would know it is about getting the money, but what does a producer do aside from that, and what would you say makes a good producer?
Well, it used to be in the U.S., a producer wasn't so much about getting the money. It was much more developing the script, getting the director, the cast, and really putting together the film so that it was, had some integrity as a whole. But in an odd way, I think American producers are becoming more like European producers in the sense that you have to put the money together from three or four or five sources, and you therefore are much more entrepreneurial. It used to be great in a way when you could just take your film to a studio and they'd say yes or no, or they'd help you build it. But now it's really like, you have to do a lot of that financial work yourself, which I think European producers always did.
And in terms of your taste in cinema, could you maybe mention a few films that you yourself enjoy thoroughly that you keep coming back to?
Well, the films that kind of got me going were Godfather, Godfather 2, Taxi Driver, Badlands. I'm a big fan of American Beauty. I was mentioning when I was in college, closely watched Trains in My Sweet Little Village were big films. And of course, Milos Forman is a big filmmaker, and we were just reviewing his films that he did. Fireman's Ball and Loves of a Blonde before he did Taking Off in the U.S. So those are all films that are, that they meant a lot to me.
And lastly, what are your expectations for the rest of the festival? What are your hopes? And so on.
Well, one is to stay awake because I was staying up so late and drinking so much coffee. Last night I got sort of the chills and the shakes, and I thought, I might have to take a day off. But we're going back to the two screenings tonight. So it's been so much fun and great meeting people. I hope we have a strong finish. I'm looking forward to the jury deliberation. And then I understand that the closing night show is often as entertaining as the opening night. So that should be fun, too.
That was U.S. film producer